Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 21st, 22nd? 22nd of January. Great to be with you. Looking forward to this weekend. It's been a long week, I think.
I have Saturday off. It's the first Saturday off I've had in a while, I'm looking forward to.
I don't have Saturday off. So, which is, you know, whatever. Usual.
It is the usual.
Yep. So, yeah.
Attacking. Any fun plans this weekend?
We're going to the UFC Gyms Expo.
Yes.
Which should be good. Dana White's going to be there.
What time can you be there?
Probably, like, one-ish? One, yeah.
Okay, because, like, John Fitch is going to be there.
Nice.
Then Anthony Johnson. Brandon Vera is going to be there.
I hate him.
I know. Oh, and your other person you hate, Koscheck.
Do I hate Koscheck?
With, like, the white bleached hair.
Oh, Koscheck.
Yeah, he's going to be
there. Oh, he's such a douche.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that guy.
He's going to be there.
This guy just dyes his hair, like, stupid colors.
No, he just does the bleach.
I thought he dyed it, like, well, okay.
There's a guy that dyes it multiple colors, right. But then Josh Koscheck is just, like, he dyes his hair bleach blonde.
It's like, you're, like, early 90s? Let's go. Like, that's 20 years gone.
With the puka shell.
Yeah.
Necklace, I feel like, is what his MO should be.
Oh, man. That's disappointing. But well, Dana White and Chuck Liddell are going to be there. Yeah. Dana White's the owner of the UFC, and Chuck is a good fighter. Used to be a good fighter.
Yeah.
And I'd like to meet him. Yeah. Apparently, one of my friends, she, like, went to his house to watch one of the UFCs, like, while she lived in San Luis Obispo.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a girl, this is a weird connection, but a girl at Berean High School.
Which is like.
Is a high school around us right here. That a bunch of our friends went to. One of, like, this girl that went to Berean, her cousin, like, close cousin, like, they hung out on a regular basis, is a baby mama to Chuck Liddell's kid.
Apparently Chuck's a womanizer.
Oh, like, yeah.
He, like, hits on, like, young women. It's fun. It's not appropriate in my mind. Like, it is mid-30s, and he hits on women that are, like, 20, 21.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So.
Yeah. All right, let's, I think Tyler has a story to kind of lead us into.
Yeah, I have a story about today.
The topic.
It being Friday, we kind of like to do topics that will get you through the weekend, kind of make you think a little bit. Usually they're food topics, and this is kind of one that is a little bit of both. So, I enjoy myself a Safeway sandwich from time to time.
Delicious!
I like them better than Subway, Quiznos, Togo's, you name it. Safeway sandwiches are the way to go.
Did it ever take you to the sandwich place in Santa Barbara?
No.
Best sandwiches, better than Safeway sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, delicious.
Okay. See, I like a good, just, I don't know what it is about Safeway, I think it's just they make it with love.
Yeah, that's really the key ingredient.
That's the key ingredient.
With most things.
So I'm standing there in Safeway. Safeway is the local grocery store chain, just so that people are caught on if you're all around the world. So I'm standing there, and this craving for soda arrives. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had one in a while. I was tired. I knew that it would energize me up. Okay, I'll go have a soda. So I get in front of the carbonated sodas, beverages, the cold area.
Wait, like the dispenser or the bottles?
The bottles, where it's like...
I just want a good visual.
Yeah, so I'm standing there, and there's, you know, anything from Sprite, 7-Up, Orange, Grape, Coke, Root Beer, all this stuff.
Then Sunny Delight!
And then there's the random Sunny Delights, too, which is odd.
You just said it like that old commercial.
Oh.
Got purple stuff, we got orange, then we got Sunny Delight! I thought that just...
I forget that. I've never seen that commercial.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember the commercial.
Wow, I'll have to go look for it.
I'm sorry.
And put it on our website.
So I was standing there, and they now have, like, Coca-Cola Max and Coca-Cola Zero and Coca-Cola.
Huh.
And I was just kind of like, what's the difference between all of these, like, flavor-wise? Because diet is zero calories. And then this zero is zero calories. So wouldn't that be a diet cola?
Right.
And but, I was just way confused by the sodium intake. Literally, when I look at a soda and it says 0000 in it, I
and
go,
then 300.
And then it's like, yeah, so many calories. I'm like,
no, then 300, like sodium.
Oh, yeah.
Grams of sodium. You're like, what?
It scares me. And I go, there's something wrong with this.
Right.
Stuff is supposed to have calories, and stuff is supposed to have stuff in it.
Right. And then I think what you're hinting at somewhat is the scariness of artificial sweeteners.
The scariness of what I really don't know what is in these things.
Do you want to know what Splenda is? Have I told you this before?
I think
it's
so.
It's awesome. They take a sugar molecule, right? Or a bunch of sugar or whatever, and they wash it in bleach. Yeah, it's bleached sugar. So that when it goes into your system, your body says, what the hell is this? And doesn't register it as calories.
Oh, that's good.
The FDA has approved it for common use, blah, blah, blah. But, okay, like, it's not unusual for, because it's like, it usually binds one glucose or one fructose molecule, I forget which one, to two chlorine molecules, right? Sometimes one of those chlorine molecules will bust off. Not a good thing.
No,
because then you get then you get chlorine in your system,
and that's never good.
That's not a good thing.
So,
crazy.
Yeah, it's basically the topic of today is just kind of a watch what you eat
and
think
also,
about it 10 seconds.
Yeah. Also, like, you are what you eat.
Yeah, it is the funniest concept. So when I got my Coke, I went for the full grade, the original, I guess you could say.
Right, but the original isn't even the original.
I understand that.
The original uses the high fructose corn syrup.
I understand that, but it was the most original I could get with the options. Because it literally, as I was standing there, I was looking at all the nutritional facts, and I was just like, this is kind of scary how much crap is in this.
Right.
Yet, they aren't accounting for. Like, it doesn't affect it in a caloric fat.
Right.
Carbs, protein, any way that is measurable. It's just waste.
Right.
In a nutshell.
I was at the gym the other day, and I was looking at the chips that we have there. We have these two kinds of chips. Yogi chips and pop chips. Right?
Okay.
For
what are Yogi chips?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So for an 8-ounce, a 0.8 ounce serving, they're pretty much exactly the same calorie-wise. But my buddy was saying, the pop chips are much better for you. So I'm looking at them, comparing all this stuff, and they're virtually identical. I was like, why are these ones better for you? And he's like, oh, you know, they have fewer something. He mentioned something. I was like, okay, yeah, they have fewer that. But if you look at the ingredients, the Yogi chips have like 8 things in them, right? The pop chips are like 25.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, wait, what? Why does this one have, you know, and it's like, this one has corn. Tapioca, safflower oil. You know, like you can actually, and
like
then the other one's like
them.
Modified cornstarch, phosphic acid, you know, like all these different things.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know how, okay, I have a concept in my mind and I'm trying to work it out.
Okay,
so
we'll work with you.
If you were to like make a pizza,
uh-huh.
Think of a pizza. The more toppings you put in it, the more calories the pizza should be.
Right.
The more ingredients in anything,
uh-huh.
Thus, the more calories it should be.
Right. And so even if it's not calories, there's other impacts on your body.
Or just,
like,
yeah, the just in general.
Stress on your kidneys. And so, like I'm just saying that, even though the toppings on your pizza aren't showing up calorically, they're going to show up in other ways.
Oh, yeah.
Your liver's going to have to process it more.
Oh.
You're not going to poo as well. You're not going to, you know, et cetera, et cetera, on and on. It's going to, you know, clot. It's going to get absorbed by your blood. It's going to, you know, et cetera, and on, and
oh, yeah.
Not be as good.
Here's a fun story. So, I don't know if you've been watching, but Brock Lesnar, the UFC fighter, has been sick.
Right.
They finally came out with what he had.
What does he have?
A hole in his stomach.
An ulcer, right?
It's some disease where literally he had a hole in his stomach that they were afraid that what was going to put him out of commission and fighting,
was that like a gut shot?
Is that they were no, was that they were gonna have to do surgery to close it up and have him on a colostomy bag the rest of his life.
What?
That's what this the reason for this hole was his high protein diet. Is that he ate so much protein. I also think that there might be some quote unquote other things in his diet that would do it.
Because I don't buy into
that's
that.
That's what they're saying. It was that it was a high-protein diet is what
did. I really don't buy into that. Because, I mean, how many people are on high-protein diets and don't get that? How many people eat, you know, a lot of protein? And are, I mean, that seems ridiculous to me. So I mean, knowing he came from the world of fake wrestling and the world of actual wrestling, I mean, fake wrestlers juice. Let's not lie to ourselves. They juice. They use steroids. And that causes, like, look at our governor. Cause a lot of freaking issues. So, yeah, I'm with you on the, it doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up, but it was kind of that fun, it was just an interesting thing where it's like, okay, your diet does affect you.
Absolutely.
Wow, this totally almost knocked this guy out of commission. And it's that, I've been drinking, what's it called? I drank an AMP today.
Okay.
I've been working a lot, weird night shifts and whatnot. I knew that I needed an extra energy boost. Right. That coffee you made me 2 days ago did more for me than the AMP did this morning.
Really?
It did more for me just because I don't drink coffee enough, and I just think that it's a better thing for me.
And it's a better delivery system.
Yeah.
It's really the key in my mind. So, yeah, I completely agree. Like, I am not a fan of all the preservatives and all the weird stuff we're putting in food, pretty much the theme is of what we've been saying so far is all that other stuff is going to have an effect on your body, regardless of if it has an effect on the nutrition label. You know, just because it doesn't say 20 grams of fat doesn't mean it's bad for you, or it doesn't mean it's not bad for you.
No, yeah, and it's that fun game where I feel like everybody's trying to get ahead in it. So it's like the person that's eating it's trying to figure out by the nutrition facts, okay, if this is good for me. But then the company selling it is trying to make it look good for you, even though it might not be.
Right. Like, did you see the Taco Bell diet?
Oh, the, what do they call it? The drive-thru diet.
Drive-thru diet, yeah.
The drive-thru
hilarious.
Diet.
It's like they have 7 items on the menu that are 9 grams of fat or less. Which, in the grand scheme of things, is actually better for you than, like, going to Wendy's,
yes,
which is closed down.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, for our listeners, the local. Well, you haven't been eating it.
No, I haven't.
The local Wendy's.
It is sad when I drive by it.
Yeah, just don't drive by it.
I don't often. I think I've driven by it twice.
So the local Wendy's is under a remodel, which means it's going to be better.
I don't.
By the time we get back from Costa Rica. Speaking of which, I'm down to 205.
Spectacular.
I was at 220 starting off, so dropped 15 pounds. Hoping to get, I'm thinking I can make it like to 190. I'm thinking I could. In 3 weeks?
I think you could.
It wouldn't be fun, but I think I can do it.
I think you could.
So, that's my goal. So, where were we? I lost my train of thought.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Today's was more of a, you're going into the weekend. The weekends are always the hardest for me. I feel that I'm just all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to really focus on my diet.
You know what? Like, we're going to this UFC Expo, right?
Yeah.
And at Expos, they give you a lot of free things. Tyler and I used to go to an Expo in LA, the fitness LA Fitness Expo. It was like $20 to get in, and you walked out with like an arm, like 2 bags full.
Like probably $150 worth of crap.
Of supplements, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it, you know, I don't think I would ever go back to that, you know, like, and take all those supplements, because you look on the back of the supplement thing, again, it's 400 things that probably don't need to be there.
Yeah,
that
are it's like all weird stuff. It's this it's gimmicks and what's the word I'm looking for? Like
fake science or
fake, not so much a little bit of fake science or like, well, this should work.
Right.
Kind of logic like, where
In theory, why don't you be our guinea pig?
And then the other thing I'm trying to get at is that there's a lot of, I am just losing it today. I'm so tired. What is it? There's a lot of the...
Start, sounds like? Starts with?
No, it's there's the gimmicks, and
rhymes,
then
rhymes with?
It should all right,
first word?
Crap. What is it? I'm so lost on where my thought was going. Because there's the gimmicks that we would get, and then there'd be, like, the pills that we would get. It's the quick fix things.
Right, like the NO products. Or...
Well, that, or it's the, like, I don't grasp the concept of, like, hydroxycut.
Right.
You know, the quick fix pills. The alleys.
Perfect example. One of my coworkers, you saw her, she weighs 135 pounds.
Okay.
She told me this. 5'4". But she doesn't look like, she weighs 115. Like, looks good.
Okay.
And she's like, I want to weigh 105. I'm like, are you high?
You would die.
Well, you wouldn't die, but that's not healthy. Yeah, she's like, I just ordered my ephedra. I'm like, are you serious? Like, are you seriously, that's the route you're going to go. You work at a gym, you teach classes, you work, you know, like, and you're going to just cheat. You're going to go and use stuff that's going to kill you in the long run. Like, this stuff is going to have long-term health effects that won't hit you until you're 60. And then by that point, you'll be like, oh, well.
Oh, well.
I guess I was hot then, though.
I don't get...
It pisses me off.
I don't get the pills. Like,
I get the pills.
I'll get the pill. That's another thing. I love how the pill is the pill that makes it so that you don't have to use a condom. But
right.
It's not, like, the one that cures AIDS or, like... You know, when that pill comes along that, like, literally cures everything.
Right.
That's going to be, like, that's the Keon Apilla. Like,
right, it's going to be
like
the health
stupid.
Pill.
Yeah, the health pill. But the pill...
It's still going
to
be
the one that makes it so you don't have to wear a condom.
Yeah.
Love mankind.
Yeah.
So
well, I guess
good.
It's kind of one of those things, like, you know, it was looked down upon to take birth control. So everyone's like, can I get the pill? You know?
Pill, yeah.
And it's like, it's more of a, you know, a wink and a nod kind
that
of a thing.
That you're
like,
talking about.
Oh, here, can I get this box of things and the pill? You know, wink, smile, there it is. Say no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's that. So, I'm really distracted today, too. I had a meeting at work, and I was just, it's frustrating. Like, I'm getting to that point in my life where I'm not enjoying giving half my paycheck away. Does that make sense? I mean, not to the government, but to someone else. You know, like, you get a certain amount of training, blah, 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 whatever, and I'm not in the game of handing half of it away right away. You know, like, I don't even get it, and already half's gone, and then the government takes some. You know, it's one of those things, like, I've been seriously thinking about what the likelihood of us opening up our own facility is going to be in the next 6 months. Like, I think that's doable because we looked out in the suburbs of this place, like over by where we grew up.
Uh-huh.
There's like you have that one gym that you went to,
yeah.
Right? The whole boxing issue.
And oh, which I have a new.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish this thought, and then we'll. But and then I mean that's it really. If we started a fitness like a fitness facility that specialty was fat loss, and that's all we did. That would take off. I mean, you have all the moms up there. Like, listeners, I mean, let's think about this. If you saw a facility that, like, you go to a normal gym, they're like, oh, we have all this equipment. You come into our gym, and you say, we have a team of specialists whose sole mission is to get you to lose fat, as opposed to, oh, we have all this equipment and that equipment. I mean, come on. Which one are you going to choose? Even though the price is going to be higher at our place because we have a team of specialists working for you, as opposed to Joe Trainer, you know, it's like, or like no one pretty much. You come in and play in the guessing game. So I don't know. That's just something that's been, I've been thinking about a lot. I really like the gym I'm working at. It's just, I don't know. There's some issues there. And it's one of those things. Like if I want to start a program, I don't just start the program. I have to submit it.
You have to get through all the red tape and
exactly
like
and I don't know, I think it's in my blood. My dad owns his own business. Me, my little brother and my older brother want to go out on their own too, so I think it's, we have the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's this boxing
so
thing?
People to get caught up want to cancel my gym, but I'm in a year contract. But the reason why I want to cancel is because I'm not getting the they basically lied to me and told me that there's going to be a boxing area when there isn't. Because they're remodeling, and I found out that there actually might not ever be one.
They said that it would be up by January 1st. It is now the 22nd.
Yes.
So they're 3 weeks over.
They're 3 weeks over with no information of when it's going to come around. So I've called twice and left messages. I left a physical message when I was working out one day with the front desk person. Like, I wrote one down because she couldn't help me and whatnot. So then I called last night at about 9 o'clock when I got off work. I called literally as I was walking to my car, and I was like, hey, is there any salespeople there? And he's like, no, they're all gone for it. And I was like, can I leave you? I believe this will be my 4th message for someone to call me back. And he goes, oh, what seems to be the problem? And I was like, I need to cancel my membership. And he goes, oh, have you moved? And I was like, no. And he goes, well, that's really the only way. And I was like, well, you guys, and I explained the whole story. I was like, right. You guys did this. The contract is void. You know, this. And he goes, oh. And I told him about how I left a message at the front desk. And he's like, you left a message at the front desk? With, and he threw out some name. And I was like, yeah, it was some girl. And I was like, she's Russian, huh? And he goes, yeah, that's the front desk manager. And I was like, okay. And he goes, and I was like, okay, that's okay.
Weird.
Why do I, right. Okay, that's fine, whatever. He goes, she didn't give you the cancellation form? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, you just fill out this cancellation form and then it should be fine. What?
Interesting.
So you're telling me that the one salesperson I talked to that told me that I had to go on like a waiting list thing and then I could like get on a $10 a month like semi thing,
right,
to just hold my spot until the boxing thing started. I could have canceled this whole time? Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll be seeing you on Friday.
You know what I found? The people who work at night are most likely the people who are going to get you what you want. You know? Like, there's... the people who work in the morning, like, are more by the book, blah, 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 this and that. The people who work at night are like, all right, what do you really want? And let me get you that.
Yeah.
Which is like, wait. Isn't that the heart of a business?
It was the craziest thing. I literally, like, took my phone off my ear and was looking at it in just, like, shock. Like,
right.
I can't believe this guy. And I told the guy, I was like, who's your manager? And he said this woman in the,
right,
I don't remember her name. I'm going to see her tomorrow morning, so I'm way excited about that.
What's her name?
I don't know, but I'm going to just call her the Russian. this woman eats popcorn every morning at 6 o'clock when I'm there.
And goes and smokes,
and then,
right,
smokes. She's awesome. An idiot. So I'm going to inform her that, before I get angry with her, that she needs to give this guy a promotion because he was the most intelligent person I've ever talked to at this establishment.
What was his name?
Josh.
Josh.
So, good job, Josh.
Josh at Shape Up.
Yeah, in Concord. But yeah, I was just like, wow, once again, you've completely fulfilled that prophecy of you're a gym and you only care about my money.
You know, it's shocking.
You only care about my money.
I'm shocked every time. That happens. Note the sarcasm in my voice.
Oh, yeah. But then there's the funny thing of events like this. After work today, I then went over to the UFC gym to get my membership. Waited around. I told Anthony was going to sell me my gym membership. I used to sell memberships, so I talked to Anthony. And I wanted to go back to him, so he,
right,
got the sell, you know, everything like that. Cool. Well, Anthony was, like, nowhere to be found. And there was a lot of people there right after work. Like, there was, I mean, it was pretty, you know, your normal packedness. Nothing that was, like, intense. So, this guy's like, oh, let me go look for him. Comes back, and he's like, oh, I can't find him. And I was like, that's fine. Well, I think it was the personal trainer manager.
Uh-huh.
Because...
Wait, Anthony was? Or the
No,
guy?
No, the guy that started talking to me. So, he's like, oh, I'll just sign you up right now, like, and I'll give it to Anthony. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And he goes, all right, well, I'm Mr. Payne. And I was like,
what?
Mr. Payne? And on his name tag, literally it said, like, Marcus, and his last name was Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And I was just like, you're the biggest douchebag.
No, but...
That
fits.
He was,
so
like,
well.
40. It was just, like, one of those things where it came off like, I'm an old guy trying to be young.
Okay.
And it was really, like, douchebaggy how he said it and how he was, like, dressed and how the whole product of him it was.
Right.
So come to find out, he's the, like, personal trainer manager and stuff like that. starts talking to me about the membership, and he's like, oh, we're going to get you set up on the Ultimate membership. And I was like, no, I just want the fitness one. I don't need to learn MMA right now. I'll upgrade if I need to. And he's like, okay. And he goes, that'll be $35 a month. And I was like, okay, that sounds better. I got quoted at like $49 a month.
Wow.
With Anthony, and this guy just dropped it to $35 a month. Spectacular.
Sign me up.
I don't care. And it was kind of that thing where it's like, I know just he himself only cares about my money, but it was better than what Anthony was giving me. So that's cool. Let's do that. And the funny aspect of it was, once again, he starts talking to me about, like, he's like, oh, you want to get set up on personal training, da, da, da. And I was like, you know what? I'm a personal trainer myself. I don't want to do that. Like, I'm cool. I just want to work out here because it's got the equipment I want to use. You sure? Like, you being a personal trainer, you know that you need to cut. And I was like, I understand that, but I have my people that I go to, and I'm cool. Like,
right.
Don't worry about it.
Like, Tyler and I will work out together, yeah, etc.
Like, I was like, if I need a, you know, jumpstart, and he's like, well, let me have one of my trainers just give you a good workout. And I was like, well, what do you mean good workout? Like, now I was like, interested. If you're going to hard sell me and stuff, like, all right, let's play along. What are you going to do? And he's like, oh, well, I can have a guy that just comes in and, like, just literally, this is, come in and just, like, kicks your ass. And I was like, why would I want that? Why would I want a guy to come in and just kick my ass? And he just looked at me like, and let alone, I work in sales in Nordstrom's as, like, my day job kind of a thing right now.
Right.
So I'm dressed in a suit. Like, I've taken off the tie. Like, I just have it open. I look very business-esque and nice.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, why would I want that? Like, I need to be able to walk the next day. Like, I need to be able to do things. Why would I want somebody to kick my ass? And he goes, well, is there any, like, mixed martial art that you want to learn? I was like, well, I'm getting the fitness one. So how,
right, will
you,
how does that work
will
out?
You give me a personal training in a, because I would love that. And he goes, well, I have a guy that here that is training with, like, and he starts naming off all these mixed martial artist guys. And I heard some of them before and whatever. I can have him training you for, you know, da, da, da. I was like, so that can be my free training is with one session with him? And he goes, yeah, well, let's see what I can get. And all of his trainings are, like, at 4 to, like, 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Which is never when I'm in the gym.
Right.
I was like, I need something that's, you know, in the morning. And
right.
He goes, oh, well, let me see. And he's all, like, getting all, like I kind of could tell that I was bugging
him off, right.
And, like, shooting down all of his sales.
Right.
I think it was that concept that he gave me the best
price.
Membership price.
And you're still fucking with him?
Oh,
did I just drop the F-bomb?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's the first one on the podcast. Oh, snap. But, sorry, listeners.
Sorry about that.
So we had the disclaimer that we're both very tired, right?
Yeah. So, no, I think he, as the personal trainer manager, gave me the lowest membership rate to then suck me into getting a personal training.
Okay, so he was hoping
that I would then do that.
Right.
And I was not given into it. And so then it was the concept. He was like, okay, so I can get you a kickboxing at 9. And I was like, well, what's that? And he's like, well, it's our group fitness. Well, that's not a personal training.
Right.
Like, what?
If you're not offering me training.
Yeah, I was like, what's the personal training? I was like, and he's like, well, let me get the, let me see what I can find. And he's going through, it's not like, it's a weird schedule he's going through. It's just like the people, like by person. So then I eventually get to, like, I think it was like Christopher, and next to his name, like, the one guy was like Stefan or something like that. That was like Muay Thai.
Uh-huh.
And it said Muay Thai next to his name. And there was like a Kimberly that said like kickboxing and something like that. I eventually got to
Christopher,
and it was Kickstart. So he then got me back to the you're going to just kick my butt concept.
Right.
And he's like, well, 6 o'clock, I can have him here, there. And I was like, yeah, go ahead and sign me up for that. I'll see if I make that one. Like, I gave him my phone number. Yeah, give me a call. Let's see if I make that one.
Right. That's funny.
But yeah, it was just that.
If he's a good trainer, you'll go into it and you tell him, I need to walk tomorrow. Don't mess me up too much, you know?
Well, see, I don't even trust that. Like, I wanted to go and learn Muay Thai. Or I want to learn Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because I don't want to work out, like, with somebody else.
Right.
Like, I can work out with you.
Right.
I can work out with other ones of our friends if I really want to work out with somebody I trust. And so
I want to learn a skill.
I want to learn a skill.
Right.
So that was kind of the funny aspect of another gym that at first seemed like they didn't want my money, but I now know that they do want my money.
Right.
It's just so often that that's all I feel gyms care about.
I mean, every single
one. We've totally gone off topic, but I don't care. Well, our main topic of this day was, like, eat stuff that...
You know what? We've gotten into things... I think both of us have some frustrations.
Yeah.
That we've been working through, so...
I know, you dropped the F-bomb.
I'm kind of angry, like, you know, like...
I'm surprised it was you.
I think I swear a lot more than you realize, T.
Yeah.
Especially, like...
Well, I think at my work, I have to
mine down. I don't, like, especially I'm with, like, when I'm talking to other employees, like, the younger people, I don't give a crap.
See, I have to tone it down all the time.
Yeah, so... But yeah, I'm fed up with the whole gym system, and I really want something in the Bay that's gonna actually help people
be productive.
Be productive. So yeah. Okay, I think that's enough for today.
All right. So what did we learn? A, you are what you eat. Watch what you eat, and look how many ingredients are in something.
Yeah. Just because it's zero calorie or 0 grams of fat or, you know, low carb or whatever.
Does not mean that it's good for you.
Right. And doesn't mean, I mean, even if it looks like it's good for you, it could have a bunch of hidden gems of nutrition in there. So, and then you've also come to the conclusion that Tyler and I are amazing.
Well, that'd be number two. And number three, gyms are only there for your money.
Yep. If you really want a remarkable experience, you have to hunt for it. I find the smaller the gym, or you know, look for someone who specializes in what you want. If someone says, we are here to work with, make people thin, and that's what you want, do that. If you want to work with someone if you want to run a marathon, look for someone who says, I work with marathoners. You know, like, find that specialization and go with it, as opposed to going with the cheap buckshot, shotgun-style gym. That's really my recommendation.
Oh, yeah. I can't express to you how much that would affect everybody if they just started doing that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So if you're unhappy at your gym, go start looking around and seeing if there's anyone around you that has exactly what you want. You're not, like, Tyler's situation, you know, like, if I'm not giving you the results that you want, leave.
Yeah.
That's part of your contract. So.
And a good gym can tell how often you've gone to their gym.
Every gym should be able to. Uh-huh. Yeah, they should all keep a record.
So you can literally be like, you can see that I've been at your gym this many times and look at where I'm at.
Right, so.
I'm not happy with my results.
And they should be deeply concerned with that as well. Yeah. That should be their primary goal. All right, take us out, T.
I forgot what I'm doing this week.
Classes?
Group fitness classes. So I'll go with Muay Thai, because that was what I was hoping to get.
Right. Dang it, Tyler. I was trying to end on a perfect number. You've made me go over by 5 seconds.
I'm sorry.
I was timing that. All right, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Peace. Twists as he can bathe in temptation. Maybe he'll love you when he's had it.